Okay, so when I was about 7 years old, I told my mother that I wanted to be a waitress. Actually, I wanted to be an actress, but I think I'd heard somewhere that like every actress has to first be a waitress. So I said I wanted to be a waitress. My mother said, well, why not own a restaurant? Why not consider being a restaurateur? So at 7 years old, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a restaurateur. So my mother, for my 8th birthday, bought me a restaurant. It was a very small little establishment. We had 2 tables. It had the red and white checkerboard tablecloths with the little artificial flowers on it. It was very cute. It was a cash-only establishment. This was the early 80s, and, you know, taking credit cards wasn't really practical at that time. Small plates. We served bologna and cheese sandwiches, cheese and crackers. We did serve breakfast, cereal. And I had 2 employees, my mother, and occasionally my best friend, Diane Zimmerman, from down the street, when she had time, would come and help out. So we ended up opening the weekend after my 8th birthday. And we kept very short hours. It was just like Saturday from 12, which was like when the cartoons went off, until about 5. And then Sunday from like 1 after church until about 4, which was when supper was. So, you know, you had to get in when you could get in. So as I say, after the first week of my 8th birthday, we opened the restaurant and no one shows up. I was really very disappointed. So like week after week after week, no one shows up. So I think to myself, okay, what do we need here? I was like, we need a marketing and promotions plan. So I invite my employee / best friend Diane over. We get some construction paper and markers and we make flyers. Shauna's restaurant, the address, the hours, and then in big, bold letters at the bottom, good food. And then we put a bunch of stickers on them. We fold them up. We had maybe about 20 of them. So we walk up and down the block, and we pass these flyers out. And I think we may have done some around the block. I mean, we tried to cover all our bases. And the next weekend, I'm certain people are going to show up, but no one shows up. So I'm like, okay. We need to reevaluate this. So I said, okay, I think we need like some kind of incentive. So I get my construction paper, my markers, Shauna's restaurant, the address, when we're open, at the bottom in big bold letters, free food. Put some stickers on it, fold them up, and walk them all up and down the block, around the corner, in the neighborhood. We're covering all of our bases. So the following Saturday, it's about maybe 10 o'clock, I'm in the den watching television cartoons, no doubt with a bowl of cereal in my lap. My mother's in the kitchen making breakfast probably. And then all of a sudden there's like this knock on the door, bang, 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 bang. And so my mother goes to the front door, she opens the door, and it's my neighbor from around the block, Mr. Jablonski. And he's got a handful of flyers. Do you have a permit for this? Now, here's the thing. I thought it not necessary to bother my mother with my marketing and promotions plan information, right? So she had no idea what this was about. So she says, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. And he hands her the flyers, or kind of halfway throws them at her, and she opens them up and she gives me this look. And I'm like, oh shit. Like in my 8-year-old mind, I'm like, oh shit, I'm in trouble. So she says, well, Sorry, Mr. Jablonski. See, here's the thing. Sean had expressed some interest in owning a restaurant, so I went to the restaurant supply store and bought her, like, some restaurant paraphernalia so she could open up a little imaginary restaurant in the basement, and she kind of got carried away. But if you like, you could come in and have breakfast with us. So I'm thinking he's going to be like, I don't know, I'm not eating breakfast. He was like, sure, I'll come in. So Mr. Jablonski comes in, sits down for breakfast. I'm sure my mother was like a health nut. We were probably having, like, you know, cantaloupe and oatmeal or something. But he comes in, and so my mom's like, well, since you want to own a restaurant, why don't you serve Mr. Jablonski? So I begrudgingly served Mr. Jablonski his fruit and oatmeal. And he ate, and it was just, like, the most awkward, like, I don't remember much about what was said. I just remember, like, it was the most awkward 20 minutes of my entire 8-year-old life. And finally, it's over, and my mom walks him to the door, and she says, look, while I walk him to the door, I want you to just go ahead and clean up. And so he gets up and shoots me this very disapproving look, and I clean up, and I pick up the plate. And there's a $5 bill under the plate. I was like, ah, my first tip. And to be perfectly honest with you, like, it was that gave me, like, the confidence to eventually become a waitress. Like, I waitressed all throughout college, like, at Fridays and, you know. So I just want to thank Mr. Jablonski for just giving me that little bit. Thank you.